It Was a Riddle, Not a Command, by Joseph Dumond. Chapter 10. Repent of Your Sins, page 32. We are all called to repent for the forgiveness of our sins. What exactly is sin, then? Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen Him or known Him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as He is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 to 10. Sin is being lawless. Those who do not keep the laws are sinners. Is this not exactly what you were told in the book of Matthew by Yeshua? Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And cast out demons in your name? And do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23. The workers of lawlessness, or those who do not and will not keep the law, are the very same ones Yeshua emphatically proclaims he does not know. We read in the book of Psalms how the commandments are what makes us righteous. Let my tongue sing of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Psalms 119, verse 172. We are told to put on righteousness the very same way we are to put on white robes. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. Job 29, verse 14. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Revelation 19, verse 8. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Isaiah 61:10. He put on righteousness like a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head, and he put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself with zeal as a mantle. Isaiah 59, verse 17. Also, righteousness will be the belt about his loins, and faithfulness the belt about his waist. Isaiah 11, verse 5. For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment, and all of us wither like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. Isaiah 64, verse 6. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your godly ones sing for joy. Psalm 132, verse 9. He spoke and said to those who were standing before him, saying, Remove the filthy garments from him. Again he said to him, See, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and will clothe you with festal robes. Zechariah 3, verse 4. But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Revelation 3, verse 4. And again, in the book of 1 John and the Gospel of John, we are told about those who claim they know Yeshua and yet do not keep the commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. 1 John 2, verses 4 to 6. Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. John 14, verses 23 to 24. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? 1 John 5, verses 1 to 5. You must keep the commandments in order to know God. You must keep the commandments in order to put on the white robes of righteousness. You must keep the commandments in order to be known by God and not be told of him. He never knew you. The question again being, how do we get the oil for our lamps that the five foolish virgins failed to acquire? First, we showed you how the oil is representative of the Holy Spirit, and we receive the Holy Spirit when we repent of our sinning and start keeping the commandments. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2, verses 37 to 38. Now read what John has to say about how to receive the Holy Spirit. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." John 14, verses 15 to 17. We come to know God and prove to him our love for him by keeping the commandments, and this in turn is how he comes to know us. He sees our heart as we strive to obey him and the struggles we must overcome to do so. Then Yahovah God, our Father, will send the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." John 14, verse 21. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." John 14, 23. "If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love." John 15, verse 10. By this we can be sure that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. 1 John 2, verse 3. "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." 1 John 5, 3. "And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the very commandment you have heard from the beginning, that you must walk in love." 1 John 1, verse 6. By keeping his commandments, you get the Holy Spirit, get white robes of righteousness, get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, come to know and become known by Yahovah, become indwelt by God, are no longer lawless, and are loved by Yahovah.